Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You got to be kidding me.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Shout out to Wendell Haskins with his original tee golf tournament. He honored Lee Elder. It was 40 years ago when he became the first black player to play the Masters. And also shout out to Amari Avery, Tom, an 11-year-old golf phenom. That girl got serious game. So
can she beat Tiger right now?
Oh, yeah, she
well, at 11 years old.
Hey, that girl got game, and, you know, Tiger,
and
well.
Tiger's game is like.
His golf game, player game, it's all gone. it's all gone. So shout out to all of them. A great time yesterday in New Jersey. Tom, it was exactly this moment a week ago when jailers in Waller County checked on Sandy Bland. 2 hours later, she was found dead in the jail cell. Folks have been demanding questions. How could a vibrant 28-year-old woman who was starting a new job at Prairie View A&M University take her own life, according to the coroner? Her family, they are in Texas right now, along with state officials, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and others, the AME Church, asking questions, what is going on? Joining us right now is attorney Cannon Lambert and also family spokeswoman Sharon Cooper. Cannon and Sharon, thank you so very much for joining with us. Cannon,
Thank you so much, Roland, for having us on, and Tom and the rest of the team there. Sad to be talking to you all under these circumstances, but you have to know I love your show.
Thank you.
We had, of course, I talked to you yesterday with Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, State Senator Rodney Ellis. So what have you been told thus far about this case? Have you been filled in, given any word from the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Texas Rangers?
Well, we actually have met with them, and we actually met with Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee yesterday. We also met with the Lieutenant Governor. They just so happened to have come to the prayer vigil that was given to honor Sandy. And so we have had occasion to speak with them. We've seen the dash cam video. We've seen the stop and the circumstances surrounding it.
One second, Cannon. When you say you've seen the dash cam video, that is the video from the car of the state trooper who pulled Sandy over for supposedly making an illegal lane change.
What did that
video show? Because the Department of Public Safety released a report saying that the preliminary report was that he did violate several of their procedures.
Yeah, I think that's right. They did, and when I saw the video, I was bothered by what I saw. The video shows that he initially engages her from the passenger side, asks for driver's license and insurance. She gives him the driver's license and insurance. He goes back. He runs her name. Comes back several minutes later. Approaches from the driver's side. Then asks her a question, something to the akin to, "Are you all right?" And she responds by saying, "No, actually, I'm not all right. You were coming up on me really fast. I tried to get out of your way, and then when I do, you pull me over." And so he says, "Well, ma'am, I'd like for you to put your cigarette out, please." And she says, "Well, I have to put my cigarette out. I'm in my car. I don't have to put my cigarette out." And he says, "Well, you know what? Get out of the car." And so then she says, "Then I'm in my car, and I don't have to get out of my car." And it's at that time that the trooper decides to open her door. And when he does that, she reaches for her phone to try and go about taping what was going on. And at that point, he grabbed her and was attempting to get her out of the car. That didn't go as he had hoped. So then he stepped back, pulled a taser, points it at her, and once that happens, she voluntarily gets out of the car. Once she's out of the car, he demands that she puts the phone down and then goes about looking to put her in handcuffs.
Sharon, when you hear this, how do you also feel when when state officials also reveal that the jail in Waller County, they also had a history of committing violations? So, for instance, they are supposed to have physical eye-to-eye contact with inmates. In the case of Sandy, they simply checked on her via the intercom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I will tell you, Roland, that it's disheartening, it's disappointing, and it's just hurtful. As you can imagine, we are an extremely close-knit family. Sandra was the fourth of five girls. So for the most part, she was only older than one of us. So she has three older sisters. And we are just frustrated that we couldn't be there to protect our baby girl. It's hurtful beyond belief, and very appreciative of Cannon and his legal guidance, but the rest of the world and really shining a light on an issue that is clearly ongoing and requires further dialogue. So,
how long was she in jail before she was discovered dead?
About two and a half days.
This happened on a Friday.
The arrest happened on a Friday.
And why did she stay in jail so long over a traffic stop?
Well, the way that the jail is configured is that there's a phone that is out at the booking desk that you're allowed to use when you're first booked. In the event that you don't reach someone, then you're put into your cell. And in her cell, there was supposed to have been a phone, so that's what they shared with us. But you can't use the phone inside your cell unless there's money on your account balance. Well, you can't get money on your account balance unless you reach somebody, right? So it's a catch-22. It doesn't matter whether or not you got a phone inside your cell if you can't reach anybody to put money on the account balance.
And she was driving alone.
She was alone.
Mm-hmm. She was alone, and family members couldn't get in touch with her. They didn't know where she was.
Well,
until the police said she's dead.
So let me tell you what happened, Tom. She actually called home. She called home on Saturday at approximately 1:50. My older sister, her name is Shantae Needham. My older sister spoke with her and found out that she was indeed in jail. She told her, they pulled me over for a traffic stop, and you know, I have some concerns about that. Told her that she had only learned a few minutes prior to reaching out to my sister what she was being charged with. And she did at that time share with her that the bond was $5,000. And so we knew that we needed to come up with roughly about $500 of that. Mm-hmm. And we were working on that. And that was the last time.
What was she charged with?
Assault on a public officer.
And the state trooper, Lambert, correct me if I'm wrong, said that she was pulled over for an illegal lane change, but they charged her with assault on the trooper.
So how do you go from that?
But Lambert, what you said is that the reason she made the so-called illegal lane change is because the trooper was flying up. And I can tell you, I mean, I'm native of Texas. I know that experience. I mean, they're coming up at 900 miles an hour, and you just quickly try to get over. And so she says, I got over because you were coming up on me so fast.
I can tell you that in listening to the video, the dash cam video has audio as well, and that is what she said. What Sandy said is I was trying to get out of your way, and you were coming up on me, and I was trying to get out of your way, and then you pulled me over. You know, and I want to go back for a moment.
Wait a minute, lawyer, attorney. Does the dash cam show her hitting the officer, assaulting the officer?
No, there's nothing that illustrates that to have taken place. You know, that you have to understand that the camera has a certain view, and then they are outside of the view at some point.
So the officer said this lady assaulted me, and then he arrested her.
Effectively, yes.
But there's no video of it.
But he was going to arrest her even before the notion that she had somehow struck him. And there's no video of her actually hitting him or kicking him.
But is there audio or video of her regarding her head being slammed to the ground and being taken down?
There is audio of her saying that it happened, but you don't see that take place.
And so where do we go from here?
We've done an independent election. We're
missing this.
Yeah. Hold tight. Cannon, you said you've already conducted an independent autopsy?
Yes, sir. That's one of the reasons why as soon as I was retained, I immediately came down, because that's significant, hugely significant. The longer you wait to do an autopsy, the more information you lose.
So, and I'm sorry, real quick, when was that autopsy done?
It was done yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. And you have the results how soon?
won't have the full autopsy report for several weeks, but I'll have some preliminary information here in the next probably 72 hours.
Okay. Stay on top of it, Roland.
Okay, Ken and Lambert, Shan Cooper, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us on Tom's Joyner Morning Show.
Man.
Thank you.
Good luck.